the general manager hiring process and interview process?
I'm going to be a part of the process. Beyond that, you know, I think the main objective and what everyone's counting on is that we have a cohesive crew of people that are working in the same direction.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Mike McDaniel yesterday in his season-ending press conference in Miami talking about he's going to be in on the GM conversations, interviews. I don't know if anybody's told him that. We'll get to more on what's going on in Miami just a second as the game of musical chairs has already started. The Cowboys have fired, it was just announced about 10 minutes ago, defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus. And so they'll be on the hunt for a new defensive mind, according to Diana Russini of The Athletic. One name to watch, Brian Flores. Anytime Brian Flores comes in, people start to go, head coach in waiting. That's a possibility and something we can talk about because I think this NFL offseason cycle, if your team is looking for a coach or a quarterback, is going to be particularly painful. Chris Mack, in for Nick Kostos, here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Don't forget to download the Westwood One Sports app and take us with you wherever you're going. That's your key to unlocking coverage of all the NFL, I'm going to call it super wildcard weekend games as well. We'll talk to Derek Rackley, who will be on the call of Patriots Chargers Sunday night in just about an hour to get his take on everything going on around the NFL playoff picture. But for the teams that aren't involved in the playoffs, this is where things start to get spicy, right? So in Miami in particular, you heard what Mike McDaniel had to say there. He's going to be a part of the process in looking for the new GM. Now, maybe that's just a classic example of the old Bill Parcells axiom, right? If I'm going to cook the meal, I want to shop for the ingredients, right? Shop for the groceries. But is Mike McDaniel necessarily the head coach you trust at that level, given the way things have gone the last couple of years in Miami? I don't know. And apparently there are still people with direct knowledge of this situation who aren't so sure either. Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald reporting last night that, according to a source of his with direct knowledge, he said, multiple Dolphins GM candidates have not been told if Mike McDaniel is returning. Oh, what a mess it's becoming. We're 2 days into the offseason, and the Dolphins already aren't all on the same page about how this power dynamic is going to be constructed at the top of the organization. Really? You're not sure? McDaniel thinks he's in on it, but other people haven't told the GM candidates whether he's going to be in on it or not. This is how you end up with multiple mixed messages. This is how you end up with lots of different people wanting to go lots of different directions. This is how you end up in a mess, which the Dolphins have made for themselves the last couple of years. Look, I'm not saying you need to have an all-powerful emperor at the top of the regime who dictates to everyone exactly what's going to happen and doesn't take any feedback. Okay? That's not what we're saying. That can be just as damaging. Looking at you, Jarrah. But as much as conflicting viewpoints and different perspectives need to be taken into account, you also need to make sure that the public face of what is going on is as close to being on the same page as possible. 2 days into the offseason, which it sounds like may not be the case in Miami. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network also all over things this morning with coaching interview news, coaching candidate news. Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy, who I mentioned off the top of the show, going to interview with the Titans on Thursday, according to Rappaport and Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. They've also got plans to interview Lou Anarumo, the think tomorrow, it sounds like, and then Kevin Stefanski on Saturday. This is what the NFL game of musical coaching chairs is going to look like this offseason. You are going to be, if your team is looking for that next great up-and-coming head coach, great tactical mind, great leader, everything rolled up into one, he ain't going to get a job this offseason. I'm telling you. It's just, those guys aren't out there. They're not. The Ben Johnsons and Mike McDonalds are not out there this offseason. I hate to break it to you. And so it's highly likely that if your team is looking for a head coach, you're going to be underwhelmed by some sort of retread. Whether, like I said, it's a LaFleur or a Kubiak who just happens to have the same last name as somebody else who you've already heard of. Maybe those are the guys. Maybe I'm underselling the other LaFleur and Clint Kubiak, whose offenses, especially in L.A. with LaFleur, have had their moments this year. Seattle, JSN and a prayer, many weeks. But there's not going to be a name that bubbles to the surface that you go, ooh, hadn't heard of this guy. Gonna go check out his resume. Oh, okay. It's not going to happen. Now, I guess there is an outside shot. I've heard the name bounced around just a bit about Carolina Panthers defensive coordinator, Ahiro Avero. That is a name where you're like, who? Huh? But the Panthers defense at times this year has jumped up and surprised, given the level of talent or lack thereof on that side of the ball. So maybe that's the one name, Avero, to keep an eye on if you're trying to figure out who that next up-and-coming name is. But for the most part, get ready for retread season in the land of head coaching hires in this offseason cycle for the NFL. And while we're at it, I'd argue it's going to be the same regarding quarterbacks, too. Have you looked at what's available out there? I mean, again, Tua Tagovailoa, I'll reference Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald again, who was at Dolphins locker cleanout day yesterday. He was one of a couple of reporters who talked to Tua, and Tagovailoa was asked if he's hoping for a fresh start. And the direct quote was, "That would be dope. I would be good with it." And then it was clarified to him that they meant somewhere else other than Miami, at which point Tua politely declined, according to Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald, to speak any more on the subject. I find it hard to believe that Tua didn't know exactly what they were talking about and doesn't know that his days are over in Miami. Is that the quarterback that you want to send draft picks to Miami for in the hopes that that somehow turns around your quarterback situation in places that desperately need to turn around their quarterback situation and find that guy? Tua has had his moments. Don't get me wrong. What's the record? 34 and 31 in 4 years? Yeah, you could do worse. You could also do a hell of a lot better, I think. Now, this is what happens in a world where you're desperate for a quarterback. You're desperate for a quarterback. Everybody wants their quarterback now. Got to have my quarterback now, because nothing happens until we get our quarterback now. But Tua ain't the answer. Kyler Murray's not the answer. Kenny Pickett? He'll bring in that ring and show it off to you. Hey, guys, look what I got in Philly. Malik Willis, also from what has now become a massively underwhelming draft class, Pickett and Willis coming out together. When you're desperate for a quarterback, you are going to do dumb things. When you're desperate for a head coach, it's funny though, teams and organizations just kind of settle into a spot and hope to get it right. They'll do anything they can to get a quarterback. Head coaches, I've heard that name before, sure. Let's bring him in for an interview. Okay, background check clear? Okay, yeah, give him the job. I mean, That's what it comes down to. And again, in this cycle, there's not a lot of great names out there in either regard, head coach or quarterback. I mean, you going to hire Eberflus? No, not even for a coordinator job at this point. And this is how you end up with organizations sort of twisting in the wind. You know, for all of the criticism, and fairly in a great amount, for all of the criticism that guys like Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh receive for not maintaining a standard that their organizations and their fan bases believe in over the last decade or so, there is something to be said for stability and for consistency of message. Now, when it goes flat, it goes flat. You gotta recognize that and detach yourself from it. Do I doubt that Steve Bisciotti will do that in Baltimore? Yes. He'll get Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson in a room together in the next week or so, have them hash some things out, and they'll go off into 2026, hoping to get it right this time. Same thing could be said for Art Rooney II in Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin. Even if they get scrubbed by the Texans on Monday night, they'll bring them into a room. They'll talk about what went right, what went wrong. And even though the message may be falling flat or stale at times, they'll push forward with consistency, even if it means mediocrity. And this is where you have to ask yourself as a fan, would I rather have the consistent mediocrity? Would I rather have at least 9 wins every year and know that I'm going to be in the conversation in January? Or would I rather bottom out for a year or two, go find the coach, go find the quarterback, and hope we get it right in 3 or 4 years? It's possible. It's possible. It can happen. Even if it takes a second coach like it has in Chicago, even if it takes another quarterback like it's happening in Seattle, you can get there, but it is a long and winding and painful road. And I'm just here to tell you that this offseason in particular, if your team is looking for either and or both of those positions, it could continue to be long and winding and painful. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos on You Better You Bet today here on Westwood One Sports. Don't forget, always available on the SiriusXM app, channel 375 as well. Derek Rackley going to preview those NFL wildcard games with us coming up in about 40 minutes. But coming up next, the definitive rankings of who you should be rooting for if your team isn't in the playoffs. And no, you can't just say Buffalo and walk away from the table. We got to go through this and figure out what makes the most sense for you. That's next here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.